Welcome to the CEN Show, a platform where we learn from the world community. I'm your host, Roski Mascani, and on the panel this evening, we have Professor Amin Ra, we got Sister Linda, we got Brother Mashinda. And our guest this evening is a musical artist named Tamron. And she goes by the West Coast Queen of Southern Soul. And so that's a title, the West Coast Queen of Southern Soul. So we're going to have to kind of get into that, break that down even a little bit more. But let me just say a few words before we get to our guest this evening. And I said I was going to interview her, but I only have one question, and I'm going to ask that when we finish doing what we're going to do, which is we're going through a lot of her pictures, some of her songs, her website. So we're going to do that before I ask her the question I have to ask her. And then we're going to go to the panel like usual. But let me just say a few things. When I was in high school in the early 80s, I was in the 11th grade, and Tamron, or how do you pronounce, is it Tamron, Tamron?
My name is Tamron.
Tamron, okay.
It rhymes with Cameron. That's my twin brother.
Okay, so that's how you pronounce it. So Tamron. What about, so it's Tamron as the musical artist?
Well, that's Tamron, like
okay.
Tamron Hall. And there's a reason for that. When I released my first song on the radio, a few people found my name in the yellow pages. I didn't pay to keep that out. And they were already knocking on the door, Tamron, Tamron, Tamron. And so I removed the E from my name, Tamron, and just made it Tamron, so that we kind of stick with the audience that God is creating for me, instead of everybody already kind of knowing who I am. I wanted to see what okay. It would be like to get a new audience.
Okay, so let me get back to my story.
Okay.
And you're going to correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
So I was in 11th grade, and she was a senior. So, yes, she is a few months older than me. When I saw her, she was in the band, and she was the drum majorette. So that means that she was a superstar in high school, and I did not approach her. Did not. She was like a superstar. And so she never approached me. I was pretty popular on the basketball court, but we never conversed in high school. But once I started working for Compton Unified, and she was in charge of one of the, we had a workshop and she was in charge of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I discovered that we went to school together, and I was like, oh, you that one. Okay. So she was pretty famous back in high school, and
I don't know about that.
Hey, I guess now she's famous still. So what I want to do, first of all, you could tell us a little bit about yourself, Ms. Tamron, and then I want to go to your website and then go from there. To learn about more about you and what you do.
Okay, well, just to tell you a little bit about myself, I did start off at Compton High School. That's where Rasaki said he knew me. I wasn't into sports then, so I probably would have never, ever approached you. But it was all music. I started performing at 9 years old. And my first performance was at the Disneyland Hotel in Anaheim. And I want to say there was about 5,000 in the audience, and I choked up. So I didn't sing a first verse, and all I could hear was the director screaming in back of me, "Sing, sing, sing, sing." So I finally came in singing, and that was my very, very first time in front of an audience, and it went very well. From that point on, Disneyland has been stealing music from me.
Okay,
So
can
I
you tell me how old were you when you did that performance?
nine.
Oh,
I
it was
was
at
nine.
nine. Okay.
Right. So after that, the sky was the limit. I was okay after that. I got past being frightened on stage. I think I got past all the stage fright, all of the everything that I was going to go through that could have been wrong on stage. I think it all hashed out that night. And I've been just going for it from that point on. And with that, in high school, like Rasaki said, I auditioned for drum majorette in the 11th grade. And so I had the position 11th and 12th grade there at Compton High School as drum majorette. We led 500 attached unit. That's when Compton High was really kicking. I mean, they're still doing good. But from there, of course, I left for college where vocals were my major. Anyway, I got an F in vocals. So my teacher, she walked out on me in my recital and everything. And the reason for that, you guys, is because I went to school in Virginia, Richmond, Virginia. And it's something different about, of course, the culture there, as opposed, I think, to Los Angeles. And I could see where they were trying to, well, where my instructor was trying to change my style, who I am, who I thought I was as a performer. And although I did learn how to perform classical music and also a lot of their instruction there at Virginia Union University, what I found is that it was changing me too much. And I would have had to have been maybe the jazziest classical performer in my recitals. And of course, my teacher didn't like that. So I turned a lot of the classical music into jazz because that's my soul. That's where I come from. And I'm glad that I ended up leaving. I finished out in Long Beach. I came back home and finished in Long Beach State, where my music was more accepted and respected for the style and who I am. But I am glad that I did get a chance to learn the classical side of the industry. There was a lot of reading music. Piano was my minor. But I did also know when I did come back that music wasn't going to be the main thing that I was kind of going after. So I made English my major here in California. And music always was my hobby to the side, but I didn't know that it was going to turn full time as well. So I ended up working a full-time job and working music full-time. And so that's probably why I had a little cold today, doing too much. But yes, in high school, I did the drum major at college. I did kind of make it through. I made it through okay with my style, I think, after Long Beach State. From there, I became more of like my own director. I got my own band. Professor Ra knows about the band very well. Jet Black is the name of the band. And I, after that, the sky was the limit as to how many shows, and we were always asked to perform for the city, different cities, bar mitzvahs, quinceañeras, you name it. We were performing hard. And from that, all of the most of the guys, they moved mostly east, where I stayed back. And but we are still very much together. We're still going strong now, Jet Black. In fact, they're learning all of my music to get ready to go back on stage now. I have a few songs, about five songs that are released now. And so we're getting ready for those shows now. But through the years, what kept me really going was becoming the church director for Knox Presbyterian. I've also been director of music for a few churches. So for the last 30 years, I've just been performing nonstop, and also playing for the different churches nonstop. I told myself at 20, I was going to, when I was 20 years old, I was going to just kind of quit everything, all of the music, the hustle and bustle, because there's a lot to it. You know, you have to pack up your clothes, you pack up your makeup, you pack up your equipment, pianos, you name it. It started to weigh heavy after a while, and I knew that would happen, you know, past 50. So I said that I would actually just quit. So I did. And it feels good. I'm able to pace myself better now. I adopted a little girl. She's four now. And so it's making it much easier for me to maneuver, and especially writing and performing and singing now. So the way that the new audience is receiving, the way they're receiving it now, is just me and my stories on vinyl or CDs or MP3s, if you will. So I'm doing good. I feel good. I feel good. I still work. I'm still trying to get out of that. I have about two more years to go. Once the house is all paid for, I can get on and really have a lot of fun with the rest of my career.
Excellent. So let's get to it. Let's get
Okay.
to it. All right. Here's the website.
Oh,
Here's the
yes.
website right here.
This website is Soul Town Icon Records. This is dot biz. This is the new website that we have going on now. We just started maybe about a year. The first song that I recorded, well, it's not the first song that I recorded, but since I quit a lot of the groups and a lot of the hustle and bustle of Hollywood, the song that I did was called Why You So Scandalous, and it is doing so good. I mean, and it's just not local music. This is worldwide. And so London has been staring at me, all of the Carolinas, from Texas all the way around. I think Los Angeles just missed it, but I think they'll get it in time.
You
But
got
yes,
the
that is the website.
you have this paraphernalia here,
Yes, we sure do. Let me see.
huh?
I think we have more stuff. This must be an old, yeah, because we have shoes. We have shoes and
Your bags.
all kind of goodies now. The bags, we have hair pieces, everything.
You said hair pieces.
Shoe
Okay.
strings, a tamarind on shoe strings. It's a lot.
Now check this out right here. It says Tamron has
But
one
yeah,
of a
that's the
kind
website.
voice
That's the new
range.
website. And it's doing so good. It's doing so good. I'm excited because all of this was when that song was released, it was actually released without marketing. And to see 5,000 just hit it like in the last, in not the last, but in the first 2 weeks, that was amazing. Then I saw it wasn't me anymore. This was all God. So,
Now I want you to do something for us.
okay.
It says right here, a part of your bio.
Okay.
It said both parents sang, and one day, pulling mom to the side, Tamron sang a few bars of Love on a Two-Way Street. I want to hear that. I
Oh,
want
the
you to
song.
sing it. I want you to sing a little bit of, hit a couple of bars on that.
Wow.
Is
Okay.
your voice okay? You said you're a little sick.
Yeah, I was a little sick. But you know, I said, Key, I can sing in a mouse hole, so I'm not scared. The only
So I want
thing,
to hear.
and that really went with a story by itself. Yeah, so I was out singing. And that's when I discovered to myself that I could sing. So I sang it first myself outside, and I was about five. I don't know. So, well, maybe a little older, maybe six or seven. I was older, and I was singing outside.
It
And
says age 7, I think.
oh, so, okay, right. And so, well, I don't know. Okay. Anyway, when I finished, no, as I was singing, a ladybug flew in my mouth, and I was like, wait a minute, wait, this is not good. And so I'm spitting it. But then I learned later that ladybugs are good luck. And next thing you know, my vocals were taking off, honey. So
Okay, we want to hear it.
I found love on the two-way street. La 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 la. And lost it. Yeah, my voice is sick right now, but I lost it on a lonely high.
Oh,
Oh, you my background?
man.
Go ahead, Professor Rob.
Yeah, she's
Ooh,
saying.
that love could never. I don't know, but anyway, that was the song. And I sure did run to my mother. I said, wait a minute, that sounds pretty good. And I said, let me rock my voice a little bit. I found love. And when I did that, I just ran to my mother. I can sing. I can sing. I can sing. And mama just, girl, get out of here. Go play with your dolls. And I was like, at that age, that young age, I said to myself, I'm going to have to do this myself. And sure enough, that's what I did. No, I mean, still with the help of my parents. They got me in piano. I want to say that was seven. And my aunt, my dad's sister taught me piano. And from there, I just took off to all of the instruments.
That's excellent. I want you to do something for us.
Okay.
I got a gallery that you sent me.
Okay.
I'm going to share the screen and I want you to tell us about each picture if you don't mind.
Okay. Okay. Let's see.
Okay, here we go. Let me share this. All right, I'm going to start off with the top left corner. Tell us about
Okay.
this picture.
Oh, Michael Henderson. That's the late, wonderful, great Michael Henderson himself. And we did a lot of work together. That's key. And, I miss him so much. I was just getting ready to go into the studio with him. He was going to record me. He wanted to do some more recordings with me. But I was his Mickey Howard on stage with him. I was his, all of his people, all of the ladies, Phyllis Hyman. I was those girls. I performed with him those female songs.
So how
And
long did you perform with him?
oh wow, it had to, when he came in the picture, it had to be, my goodness, maybe 7 years.
Okay, Michael Henderson. Now tell us, what is one of his famous songs?
Oh my goodness, Michael Henderson, the Michael Henderson. Oh wow.
Wasn't one in a million one of his songs?
Well, not one in a million, but Starship.
You are my starship.
Starship. Oh my goodness, he did. Oh, he did everything. He did. I can't even. My mind goes blank. We performed. You remember the? Do you remember? Remember the song? What was that song? Oh
The
my goodness, he
dramatic
did so
song,
many.
see.
The Nighttime is the writer. That's the one that he sang with Ray Parker Jr. He did Hit With Your Best Shot.
It, okay.
Oh my goodness, we
Yeah,
have to come back
I
to
know
that.
Michael Henderson, but I just wanted to see a few songs that people could identify with.
Oh
Okay.
yeah, well, everybody knew Starship. What about the Dramatics? He did all of he did most of the bass player for most of these acts. Be My Girl, Be My Girl, Be My Girl. Remember that one?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, oh my goodness. He's just a superstar himself.
All right, let's go to the next one.
No, okay.
Who is that?
What, who, let me see. Who do you have? Oh, that's Mark Woods of Lakeside.
Lakeside?
I
Okay.
perform with there's a couple of them. There's an original Lakeside, then there's the Lakeside. He's the founder of Lakeside. And Come Along and no, yeah, Fantastic Voyage.
Yeah.
Those are his songs. And
So is he the leader of the band?
Yeah,
Okay.
he's definitely the leader.
Is he still around?
Oh yeah, Mark. He's still performing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next picture.
Okay.
Who is that?
This is, oh, we were performing. You came up with some good pictures. Where you find all the, okay, this one is Tom Brown. I was his Jamaica Funk.
Oh,
That is
Jamaica Funk.
the Tom Brown.
Okay.
Jamaica Funk. That's what it is. Yep, I was just Jamaica Funk girl here in California. So most times when they travel here, they'll find me and I usually perform, hit the stage with them.
Okay, excellent. Let's go to the next one. We want to see a
Oh,
want
oh.
to, now who is that?
Now who is this? Let me see. Oh,
It look
wow.
look like
I don't.
Eddie LaVert. But is it
Y'all look too young. Y'all a little too young for this one. This is Garland Green. Jealous kind of fella. Hey. Remember that? Remember that one,
yeah,
Professor?
Professor Rye probably know that one.
He's a baby too on that. I don't know, Garland. He's kind of. Well, anyway, that's Garland Green,
Anybody
and
know
he's.
this guy here?
I remember the tune. I remember the tune.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yep, that's
Garland
Garland
Green, huh?
Green. And he's still doing so good. That was a pretty recent show he found. Oh my girls, Climax.
Climax, okay. We hip to
Got a meeting in the lake. No, that's crazy.
them.
Used to be a nightclub called Climax on Sun on Los Angeles.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Climax. Everybody knows
This
about.
guy looks familiar.
Oh, that's Ray Parker Jr. himself. That's Ray.
Ray Parker.
And he actually joined us on stage at Michael Henderson's show with his song. We were singing Nighttime, In the Nighttime. What a good song. What a great songwriter.
Yeah,
You
go.
know, but I think he was most popular for Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
My cousin sang that on the album with him.
Oh, really? Wow.
Rena Scott, she's in
Oh,
Chino.
Rena.
Yeah, that's my father's sister's daughter, my
Wait
cousin.
a minute, my father's sister's cousin. That's
Daughter.
family. That's family.
Yeah,
Rena.
that's my first cousin, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I have pictures with Rena. Yeah, I perform behind Rena too.
Yeah.
She's still out there. Do you guys do anything together?
Well, not now because you know I kind of took off in my own direction, but we performed a lot. Rena,
Okay.
your cousin and I. We
Okay.
sure did. Oh, I miss her. I need to give her a call. That side effect.
Side effect. Okay.
That side effect. I was the last girl with them. They had Mickey Howard. There was Elaine Gibbs. There were a few girls, and then I ended the show. That was side effect.
I can't, we can barely see this picture here.
You can't blow it up, Rasa Key.
I probably have to download it, blow it up. So
Well,
let's do that.
anyway, that picture is.
Okay, this here it is.
Oh,
Let's
okay.
see. Are you able to see it? Okay, this got a slow computer. You may have to.
I had to put my glasses on too because they the last one was kind of small.
Okay, we'll come back to it. Let's move to this one. We'll come back to that. That's small too. Wonder why they all coming out small.
Hot
Hello?
group, dance band, really smoking hot.
Who is this?
That is, oh, you guys are way too young too for this one. But that's Brenton Wood, the Brenton, and I performed with him a very long time.
Brenton Wood.
Yeah, Brenton Wood, you'll probably know if I sing the song, that's a key. Remember this song, just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh,
Yeah.
my
My
baby.
baby.
There's Britton. He's the writer, the songwriter that and Oogum. I didn't know. I mean, I didn't like that song when I joined him. I said, I'm not singing that song. But it turned out to be a good song. That's Shirley Jones. Shirley of the Jones Girls. Remember, she calls us the West Coast Jones Girls. That's Shirley. They did Nights Over Egypt. Remember that?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, that's Shirley Jones.
Slave.
Slave.
Yeah, these
Slide.
pictures.
Don't slide. That's the fabulous Blue Satins. That's a very old group. But I was the only female. I've been the only female for a few groups. But there you have it.
Yeah, that was the pictures. Okay, so what we gonna do so we can get the audience involved? I'm gonna come back
Okay.
to some of your songs. So let's go to Sister Linda.
Okay.
Sister Linda, want to unmute?
Okay, yes, I'm here.
Do you have any questions or comments for Miss Tamron?
No, I'm enjoying this, Miss Tamron. I am really enjoying this. And I'm bringing back, I don't know all the songs, but I know some of them.
Oh, yeah,
But
thank you. I didn't know
my.
any of them. When I
Am I?
started,
Now, I had a couple, just a question for you because you said you're on the MP3, and how else can I pull up your music?
Oh, okay. Well, like I was saying earlier, I took the E out of my name. So it's
Mm-hmm.
just Tamron, like
Cameron. Okay,
Tamron Hall, but it's
gotcha.
Tamron, Tamron. And, I would just go Tamron Music and all of the songs kind of come up. But my first song out on the radio a year ago was Why You So Scandalous. And it's doing so good, Linda. I'm elated. It's still growing. I can't even believe that a song can be a year old and just still doing so good. I'm about to release a new one. And I just released one, Want Ads, a remake.
And
But
I'm
guess
definitely
what?
gonna
They
pull it up.
really like that song.
We're
I'm de I'm
gonna
definitely gonna pull it up. But I had a quick
Okay.
question. I had a question for you. Have you,
Okay.
because I know you said that you performed in China and
Yeah.
a couple places around the States. But
Yes.
have you ever thought about maybe on a cruise line? Because see, I do cruises and I've seen performers, but I've never seen a black performer.
Oh yeah. Wow, that's a really good point. I have performed cruises before. I was younger when I didn't have a job, and that's probably why I haven't been taking did cruises. That would be my main thing. But I have performed cruises. I'm not afraid to perform cruises. But it'll be this new Tamron thing that I have going on. It won't have anything to do with any of the performers or performances that I've had in the past. It'll just be me and probably Jet Black playing. And then, of course, I'll just talk about myself and some of the new things that I have going on. And I have little comedian stuff going on too. So it will not bore you, Michelle. Of course, I love cruises. But so, yeah, take my. We could do this. Yeah,
because I would
right.
love to see you perform in person. That's excellent. I
Oh,
love your personality too.
thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Thanks, Linda. Brother
You're welcome.
Mashenda?
Not too many questions, just like Sister Linda. I'm enjoying the. It's a pleasure to meet the artist Tamron. You
Oh,
know, she
thank
sounds
you.
she appears very poised and having a lot of fun with her career and still having fun with her career. Some of the music that she mentioned, you know, it's been a minute, and I remember a lot of those songs. And you know, so like I say, you've been doing your thing, and sound like you have the energy to continue on.
Yes,
I wish you
thank you.
plenty more
Oh.
success. I do have one question. So your song, Why You So Scandalous, who was that all about? What was that all about? Who was that directed to?
You know, my producer is Troy Mason, and sometimes he just throws titles at me, and I run with stories. I will put it this way. Some of it is in my life or had been in the past of life, but most of it is I'll write to how I think people are feeling out there. And it's you'll I think you'll kind of see it's more like comedian-ish, especially the video. Because you'll see I'm looking at the clock, I'm waiting for him. What is going on here? I made all this dinner for you. And so I'm really telling this story, and people really get into it. It's like, what? You did all of that? But I'm really writing to how I think people feel about men stepping out on you or women, whatever, cheating on you, because that could go either way. And cheating and doing these things and what I do to come back at you, you know. So it's interesting, very interesting.
You ever performed in Louisiana, New Orleans, anywhere?
The only time that I performed out there was not a paid performance. I was out there actually on my honeymoon, and I walked in one of the clubs, and my ex-husband, now he said she sings, and I ended up taking the mic that night. So we had it was just fun. But that was the only time I just grabbed the mic and went for it. So
Right.
but that was in New Orleans. I can't even begin to tell you what the club was because I walked all. It was so much fun. But
Right. Well,
yeah,
oh,
I even
well,
ate alligator.
I hear you. I've tried it myself. So, if you're ever out this way, I'll definitely check you out. And
Okay,
you know, and maybe you'll keep in contact. Of course, you keep in contact with the community education
oh, yeah.
network, and let us know, well, when you're performing, if you're going to perform somewhere, maybe we could check you out.
Okay, I'll
Yeah.
definitely keep everybody posted because
Yeah.
they're starting to put me on concert dates now.
Got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, nice meeting you. You have a good night.
Oh, thank you. And
All
yourself
right.
too, yourself.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Brother Ahi?
Yes. Would that be on Spotify?
Oh yeah, Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Google. You name it, Tamron music is there. All okay. the digital platforms.
You know, you got that thing. And I think you could really pull off like a floor show. You know what I'm saying? Multi-talented person, sing, play, and then, you know, do a stand-up too. You know, had you ever thought about merging that and like doing like a, you know, a little theatrical thing also to go with your music, like a, not quite a one woman show, but you know, and all inclusive, y'all show your multi talents.
I didn't think about the comedian stand up thing, but that's a good idea. But I have played, kind of stunned them with the playing thing. They'll roll the piano out and just see me just take off. And they're like, and then when they see me take off and go to drums too and start playing, it's like, oh! And it's like an element of surprise, but the stand-up is good. I need to work on that one because I usually just tell them as I go, you know?
Right. Yeah, well, that's all right. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
It's obvious, you know, you got that thing. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
As Cole Porter would say, yeah.
that made my day.
Dig it.
Thank you.
All right, brother. He, Professor Rock. Right.
Yeah, Bonnie Gani to everyone, Brother Mashinda, Linda, Ahi, and especially Tamara.
Yeah.
You know, we go back years.
That's right.
All I can say is that she was a hallmark on Jazz Night in Compton with Zarita, Satra, Zarita, and they performed beautifully, and they were well known throughout the community because she was from the community.
Yes,
and she's what we call good from the hood, and she was always entertaining. The Jet Black, to me, one of the best local groups. They could play behind anybody, but at the same time, you know, if you just start singing, they figure the music out. Jet Black is just, that was one of my, I mean, I wouldn't even go to the jazz club unless they were singing. You know, I mean, Jazz Night, because of that, you know, of course, Tamara was the top of the show.
Yeah, that's right.
The lead singer, and it was just a beautiful thing. They sung all the old songs from different groups, as well as their own. And it was just a beautiful thing. But above all, that's when Compton was really moving.
Yes, yes.
We were trying to turn it into a Black oasis. But
right.
The feds and the county didn't want that to happen.
Nope.
And that's why they put them trumped up charges on me and Omar.
Yeah, yeah.
And John Johnson. Because we had so many things for the community. We had a Unity Festival that was free to the community.
Yes.
We had Gladstones.
Yes, Cameo.
Yeah, we have every group.
Denise Williams.
The Dramatics, all of them.
Dramatics.
And the people to see them free. And it was just a beautiful thing. And I don't think it was Michael Henderson. It was another brother that sung You Are My Starship.
Norman Connors.
Norman Connors.
Yes, he was there.
Yeah, and it was just a beautiful thing. And people had booths. And,
I remember that.
It was an excellent, excellent.
I remember thing. That.
It was, you know, we was trying to give people a reason to move back to Compton.
Oh, man.
And when, and especially working class young people who grew up like Tamara and Cameron and buy houses in Compton. We had set it up that way.
That's right.
But the feds and the county had
they weren't having it.
They wouldn't have it. But the point is that she's still pushing and still doing it, looking good. Ooh. And I'm like, Mashinda, you know, I'm down the street really from her where she lives. She lives in Compton like I live in Compton. So you let us know where you're performing. Locally. Ooh. I don't get out, but I get out to come see your scene.
Oh, yeah, Professor.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful thing. And I appreciate Rasha Keith. I'm bringing you on a Tar Babe. I'm an Apache, but it's okay. We used to have those talent show exchanges. Compton was sending their best entertainment to Centennial. We were sending our best entertainment to Compton. And we was always rivalry in sports. So
it was,
it was a beautiful thing. That's for all the shooting start.
That's right. Beautiful.
So keep up the good work, Tamara.
Thank you, Professor Ron. I appreciate that coming from you. You know, I've always looked up to you and respect you as my counsel person here. And just to hear those beautiful words from all of you is just, it's a breath of fresh air, because, you know, we just don't hear it much. And I appreciate all of you for having me today.
Yeah, we'd jump up on stage with y'all.
And we didn't mind here passing you a tambourine. Play. I'll pay you a little bit.
We're entertaining. We're entertaining, uplifting music. Everybody left there, you know, just feeling good.
You brought back good memories, Professor.
Oh yeah.
I forgot about all the Unity festivals and and all of the and it was beautiful. It was on its way. It was so beautiful. And those were the days.
All right. But you keep up the good work.
Okay, I will. Yes, sir.
All right. So let's hear a few songs. A few of the songs.
Okay.
Let's check this out. Oh, I gotta share the sound.
Let's see what you have going on.
Watch this. Check you out.
Tell us about that. That's when Michael Henderson, Michael Henderson would let me bust some cameo shots from time to time. And I appreciated him so much for that.
That was really nice.
The shows in Las Vegas.
That was really nice.
Thank you, Rasa Key.
All right, let's check out another one. And you was telling us about this one.
Okay, let's see.
Well, here it is. You was telling us about this one.
Oh.
Listen. I gave you me, which was a lot.
Why are you so scared?
Good love and money is what you got. And you played my heart like it was dirt. Now, sugar papa, you are gonna get hurt. You so scandalous, baby. Why you wanna hurt me? You're so ridiculous. Who's a queen like me? I bought you a car and cooked your food.
Okay, you was doing too much.
I was doing too much. I was paying for school.
Do the car, and you was cooking for
cooking and hey, paying for college.
That's that was a hit. With the Blues Caravan, that Soul Blues Caravan come through Detroit, and they have all the singers up there, and they be doing their thing. Girl, you better get on the train and get that money.
That's a vein there.
You can really get it. That's an open vein right there. I mean, and spread all through the country. You see how they like it?
They really, really like it. It blew me away. But actually, Florida? Is it Florida? Well, I know all the Carolinas have South Carolina, North Carolina, they all have it sewn up. And they're playing it. It's like number one on the stations out there.
It's just LA. A minute before it hit Mississippi, Alabama. It's headed that direction.
I'm ready.
Yes.
Yeah, they're really playing it. That's why that's where West Coast Queen of Southern Soul comes from. It's actually a Southern Soul platform.
Yeah, that's what's
opened
happening.
It up.
All right, let's
that's
check this one out.
P-A-R-T-Y.
Wait.
Let's check this one out.
Okay.
My man is playing the field. The thrill is gone.
Oh, boy.
He stays out all night. Says he's with the boys. The lipstick on his collar. And perfume on it, too.
Check you out.
Extra, extra. Read all about it. That was the remake. We just released that maybe about 2 months ago.
Now, how's that one doing?
Oh, my goodness. It's taking off. And I think the more that I release, that's Professor Rob, the more that I release, they're looking at that first song every time. So that's the one that's linked to the baby's bank account. So, all right.
That's
it is
excellent.
Doing good. It makes that first song do better and better every time.
Okay, well, you know what? You proved us that you can sing.
Oh,
that's for sure. Yeah. I just want to see you play that piano and them drums.
Oh,
that's what
that
I want to see.
That is the next episode.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you, are you a Delta?
I'm afraid, sweetie pie, no. I'm Beta Pi Sigma.
Okay, because I was wondering, why aren't you doing it with the sorority or the conventions?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I'm the national music director for the sorority, but they still just have us going to conventions and Founders Days and things like that, so...
Yeah, I just saw the elephant. I saw the elephant, so that's why I asked.
Oh, okay. And I do perform, but it's like prayer breakfast and, you know, things like that, or opening the ceremonies and things like that, solo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you for asking. I'm not afraid to perform for Delta either.
All righty.
I will show up for Delta.
All righty. Sounds good.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And well, fraternities too, so okay. Come on. Bring them all.
That's excellent.
Thank you.
Well, what do you want to leave us with? What do you want to leave us with this evening? And I want to hear some vocals.
Love on the two. Okay. I would say to leave you with vocals, you can probably pull up You Are My Best Friend. That's another song.
No. I want to hear it live.
Oh, live?
Live.
well, I will leave you, I would like to leave you with, you know, no, like Professor Ra was saying, you know, Tam, you're still doing it. That is important, you guys. Make make goals young, set your goals young, stick with them, and whatever the desires of your heart, just keep holding on. It's coming. It's coming. Whatever you want, it's going to come. You work hard and stay true to your game. It's coming. I had no idea that it was going to open up all over again a year ago. And it's an amazing place right now. So that's what I want to leave you with. Whatever the desires are of your heart, you hold on to them, baby. They're coming. If it hasn't reached you yet, it will be there. It will be there.
I want to hear some singing.
And I will always love you. I will always love you. I'm a balladeer, so I love ballads, baby. So I'll put them out there for you. Love you. Will always love you. You, my darling, I'll always love you.
Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you.
Keep doing
God bless
it.
All of you. You guys are just awesome. I want to come back second episode. I'm going to play instruments.
Oh, well, we're going to do it.
Okay.
This is just the first of many.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, great. we want to catch you on that train going up.
Yeah.
And maintain
it.
Yeah.
I feel it.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, sharing your beautiful voice and music with us, and your comedic wit. So it's been real. Juice. Yeah, it's orange juice. We don't.
Hey, y'all wasn't feeling good. I have to have orange juice.
Well, you deserve it.
Thank you.
So next week, folks, we have Brother Hood coming on. I want to share the flyer with Brother Hood. So let me share that. Let me see. Share the screen. So here it is next week. Brother Larry Hood, and he's our tech person for the platform, just like our other tech person, J.S. Nelson Brown. So he's going to give us some more information about AI. Looking forward to that. That's next week, Brother Hood. Miss Tamron, you know Brother Hood. He works for the district too. You are on mute.
Sorry about that. I do know Larry very well. Yeah. And he's the tech guy at the school district, right?
He's a teacher at Early College.
Early College. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, one more question. Does he have anything to do with that new Dre building that just went up? Do you know?
I don't think so.
Dr. Dre?
Yeah, you can visit us next week and ask him.
Okay, you
if
bet.
If you like. I know you're busy.
I might send a note.
Yeah, you can do that too. I ask him.
Okay.
So, Professor Rye, next Tuesday, we're supposed to have Mike Jones, correct?
Yes.
And that's our other venture is a message to the Black diaspora. So we are looking forward to next week, as we always do.
Yeah.
And I appreciate everybody coming this evening, and
thank you.
We're gonna do our close. And this is the first of many, Miss Tamron.
Oh, thank you. I said, Keith, thank you for asking me to be here. And thank you for a wonderful panel of questions. It was beautiful, beautiful time. Always.
I agree. All right, we're going to take our pause. Each one teach one in Conscious Corner.